Welcome to episode 26 of Women Writing Men. My name's Delaney. I'm here with Mariah.
Hi.
Hi. We are on a quest to find the most attractive man in fiction. And this week, we're doing a book called Here's Looking at You by Mari McFarlane. Yeah. I think I did everything that I needed to do.
I think you did. Good job.
Only 26 episodes and I learned how to do it.
Watch, you missed something and we both just don't know.
Yeah. Do we do overall thoughts or a summary first?
I don't remember. It makes more sense to do summary first, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Summary, overall thoughts, and then we break down.
Yeah.
Is that how we always do it? That feels the most logical way.
Yeah, okay.
Do except for, I don't.
I know, you have no idea what's happened in this book.
I read this book so,
many books ago.
Yeah. What's the main character's name?
Anna. Aureliana is her name.
Okay, let me see how well I do.
Do you remember his name?
James Fraser.
Oh.
It just was on the top of my notes. But I did not. And then I just was like, oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. So, our main character's name is Anna. She was ugly in high school. And James Fraser was the popular boy. Mm-hmm. And she was in love with him. And he bullied her real bad. And she, basically vowed to get good looking.
I don't think she did. I think she just...
She just got good looking?
Yeah.
Okay. She just got good looking. Mm-hmm. And by fate, as all of these books have, they have her forced to work together. And he doesn't recognize her because she's so hot now. And she... That's all it... Then they just, interact a lot. That's what I...
Yep.
I feel like a lot of this book was just, people interacting in a regular world.
Yeah.
Not as much,
romance.
Yeah, or even just the arc of a story. What was the climax?
I don't really know.
It really just felt like we're gonna watch these two people interact for an entire book. And of course, as they're interacting,
there was
to get the feels for each other.
Yeah, there was the climax. I feel like was when the sister was being weird.
I guess
you probably don't.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
But this climax was, about the sister.
I know. It's so strange.
Right? What was her personal, up and down? And
I think maybe they had separate, arcs. Her and him.
Yeah.
And then got
That's
together
probably
at the end.
True.
Yeah. Anyway. So overall thoughts?
It was, fine.
Yeah. I enjoyed reading it as far as, I haven't read a lot of just very contemporary romances of
it was definitely very contemporary.
Yeah. Just people in our world having romances and what those kind of stories look like.
Yeah.
But the whole she gets together with the guy who bullied her ruthlessly, they were pretty, I don't know, when they got into what the bullying was like, I was like,
whoa.
Yeah. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about them being together. I was kind of fine with it by the end, but the whole time I was like, he is going to have to get a lot better.
You're going to have to see his growth. We were talking about this just before the podcast started.
Yeah. He is going to have to really grow.
Yeah.
Significantly. And I still, by the end, I felt like he had grown, but I felt like she, he didn't deserve her, you know? She deserved better than him.
Yeah. He had grown into a better person, but not...
Not
her person.
Not her person, yeah. But I don't know. We'll get into that. Readers can decide for themselves.
Okay.
But what were your overall thoughts?
Oh, right. Let me remember. The only thing that I can very strongly remember feeling as I read it was sometimes I felt like there was too much.
Other stuff?
Other stuff. Or just why is this happening? There's this whole secondary thing happening of her, getting these messages from this other guy she dated.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? So there were just parts where I was like, this book could be so much shorter.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that I thought this book could be so much shorter probably meant I wasn't superly
engaged
with it.
With especially all the, external stuff.
It was more just I want to finish this book. Mm-hmm. Not what's going to happen next?
Yeah. There was, like, points where I was enjoying reading it. I think I was excited to get to, like, the reveal of him realizing that it was her.
Yeah, and what was going to happen with
that. But then once that happened, I was kind of like...
Now what?
Yeah. Yeah, so the prologue is this big event in high school that was, like, her most humiliating event, where this guy, James Fraser, got Anna, who went by Aureliana...
Yes.
At this time. So he got her to, like, I cannot understand what the heck this event was.
Like a talent show?
It kind of, but yeah, like, so people would go on stage, like, dressed as, famous performers.
Yeah, what's that called, like, when people do that? Impersonate!
Yeah, yeah. People pretend to be other people.
Yeah, I'm like, Elvis impersonators.
Yeah.
It was like an impersonator talent show.
Yeah. Which I was like, what high school does this? But yeah, so she was supposed to, like, go out as an opera singer, and he was going to be someone with her. And she did it because it was him and she was in love with him.
Yes.
And he just didn't go out. Like, she went out and then he just stayed back.
Yeah.
And then everyone laughed and threw candy at her.
Yeah. Because she was, like, overweight.
Yeah.
So they were throwing, like, her favorite food in air quotes, like, come on.
and
he also called her an elephant at this point.
Oh good.
That's the only other thing I wrote.
Yeah, so then chapter one, she goes on this bad date with this guy Neil.
The chapters are so short, by the way. Like,
yeah.
Is it even, like, I...
There's, like, 60. And, yeah, it's just... I have, like, one sentence per chapter.
71 is what I've got.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They're so short. It's, like, a page. And
yeah.
It's, like, next chapter! I'm, like, I didn't like that either. I've described it to some effort. I like long chapters. Go and go. Yeah, anyways, Neil.
Yeah, so she has a bad date with Neil. And he, like, asks her... It's sort of, like... I feel like maybe the author was using this Neil thing to, like, connect with women who are going on bad dates or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
Because...
Actually, I remembered something else about my overall thoughts.
Yeah?
I enjoyed her insecurity about her body.
Like, it was realistic? Or you just liked that she was...
No! I thought it was realistic to what real women face.
Yeah. There was a certain part where, like, I was, like, I don't know.
So, like, the well-writtenness, that would be an example where I was, like, yes, I think that you are capturing the female experience very well in your words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if she did as well with the male experience.
It's so hard with the male experience.
Because we're not male.
Sorry. I don't know. You said bad dates, and I was, like, I have to date. And then I was, like, insecurities. That connection, which I've just remembered. I also just, in this, like, it introduces her, and she's 32, and I was, like, really into that.
that she was not
a child, which is what we so often are reading, and I'm like, that's, like, only 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
That's, like, realistic.
So, yeah, she goes to this, the other thing is, so she has, like, these friends, Michelle and Daniel.
Danny.
I wrote Daniel. Was he called Danny?
I wrote, we met new characters, and I immediately forgot their names. I had to look back so I could write them down. And what I wrote was Michelle and Danny.
They're
her psychics.
Like,
I didn't understand the point of Danny. Why did we need Danny? Literally... Another example of, like, I don't care what's happening in Danny's life. If he was not a character, it would be fine. We just need Michelle.
He was so pointless.
Yeah.
Like, he brought nothing.
Yeah.
It was so strange. And then, yeah, they talk to her about her not feeling good enough. And she gets, like, a message to go to this high school reunion. And they're like, you should go to the high school reunion.
Yes. I liked what Michelle said to her, because she said, don't waste your life being scared.
It was... Maybe the bad date was so that she could talk about her insecurities. And that would... Maybe, like, that was the only reason she went on the bad date, was so that the author could be like,
talk to your friends about being insecure, and then your friends will convince you to take risks and overcome fears.
Yeah. And so that we can do this thing. So she she explains, the other thing is then she explains, like, I can't go to the high school reunion because I had this horrible high school experience and blah, blah, blah.
Which she doesn't talk about.
No.
Like, do they even know really what happened?
I don't think they, I think Michelle might, but. So then we switch to our first James POV.
Yeah, I was really surprised we got James's POV. I don't know why it was so surprised. Like, it started and I was like, oh, we're going to get to go in his head.
Yeah.
And it was so unexpected to me. I don't know why.
So he is recently divorced and has been invited to this reunion.
As well, obviously.
And then...
And he hates working for hipsters. That's what I wrote.
Yeah.
That's my one line for this chapter. He works for a company that's all very young, and he's like, they're so stupid.
Yeah. I just wrote, she gets a dress and thinks about school.
I know. I wrote, she's going to wear a fancy dress.
Yep. That was, like, that was the chapter.
That was what happened in the chapter. I'm like, what am I supposed to write?
And then chapter six, the reunion is anticlimactic. No one recognizes her.
No. But... So, James and his friend, what's his friend's name?
Lawrence.
See her, and, like, Lawrence wants to sleep with her.
Yeah. And so, like, Lawrence goes to, like, hit on her, and then she, and then he's like, you must be in the wrong room because we don't recognize you. And she's like, oh, yeah, I am in the wrong room, and I was trying to, like, sneak out awkwardly. And,
and she also overhears, because they're conversing.
James and Lawrence,
yes, about her. Mm-hmm. And he's trying, like... We're in his point of view, and he is trying to say to Lawrence, like, don't go for this woman.
Yeah.
Like, don't do it. And so what he does, how he approaches it is trying to convince him, like, oh, that she's not, like...
She's not hot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she
hears that.
Yeah. And she's like, he's still awful.
Yeah.
But really, he was actually trying to, like, protect her from his scumbag friend.
Yeah.
His friend is such a scumbag.
Yeah. Okay, the other thing about his friend, we can talk about this more later, but I thought his friend was going to get, like, a sort of redemption arc, and he did not at all.
He just gets the work.
Yeah. And, so they...
I also wrote what he was wearing in this moment.
Oh, good.
He was wearing a plaid shirt and a cardigan.
Yeah, they talk about him...
And desert shoes. And I looked him up, and I can't remember. I said I looked them up, but I didn't write about what they looked like, because I was like, what are desert shoes?
He's also... Yeah, he's like... She's Italian, so she looks Italian, I assume. And then he is, like, white with black hair. That was basically... They talk about his hair being very black, but that's kind of the only description. And yeah, that he looks really good.
I have his description from when he was in high school. Mm. He has white lit from within skin. And purple-blue eyes.
Purple-blue, wow.
Yeah, and then the black hair.
Yeah. So, yeah, they see her, like, sneak out of... Because she's like, I'm in the wrong room. But then she doesn't go to the right room.
Yeah, she just leaves.
And so they're like, oh, maybe she did go to our school. But they still don't figure it out.
And then they're also like, oh, maybe she was like the wife of someone or something.
Yeah,
like, they're like,
someone's date. And yeah. Yeah, and then, yeah, she gets an email from that guy, Neil, that she went on the bad date with. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
That's a whole chapter.
He keeps, like, trying to pursue her. And
yeah.
She just keeps saying, like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, one thing that he asks on the first date is, like, are you into, like, a poly relationship?
Yeah.
And she's like, no.
And it's weird that you're asking on the first date.
And he's like, well, we're in a world now. You should
just accept it.
Be more willing to compromise on things like that right away.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? And then the rest of their interactions for the rest of the book, by the way.
Yeah.
Are about him, like, waiting for her.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm available, we can keep, we can try again.
Yeah.
And then she will say, like, no, and then he'll think she's being funny.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't write anything about them, but I remember it.
Yeah, just constantly, like... I wrote, so for chapter 11, I wrote, Anna thinks about how she lost the weight. And then I wrote, I like this chapter, but I didn't write anything else. And so that must have been her thinking about the insecurity or something.
Yeah, I wrote a lot about it.
Oh, good. Tell me about it.
Okay. Her perspective holds lots of truth, is what I said. She is skinny but feels fat, so when she dates guys that aren't babes... Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
They question why she likes them. Because they're like, I'm too ugly for you.
Yeah. And then they get so insecure.
That they implode the relationship. Mm-hmm. But when she dates really attractive people, then she does the same thing. Because she's like, I feel so insecure inside that they can't possibly be interested in me.
Yeah.
And she feels like she's not good enough.
And she implodes. And then she implodes.
And she also has this attractive people are mean feeling because of how attractive these people were. Or all the attractive people were her bullies. So she's, like, waiting to find out you're a terrible person.
Mm-hmm. That, like, they're going to start being mean to her randomly. And, yeah.
And then she also, like, it was so good. And I was like, this is this relatability.
Yeah.
Because then the other thing she says is that women also struggle to be friends with her because she's so insecure about her body that she doesn't want to talk about her body.
Yeah.
So when she's in the conversation that all girls are in, that's like, oh my gosh, I hate my arms. I hate my blah, blah, blah. She doesn't participate because she's like, I don't want to admit that I feel like I'm insecure, but they perceive it as she thinks she's perfect.
Yeah.
And she's like, actually, no, I'm so insecure inside. I don't want to even admit out loud that there's something wrong with me.
And she's like, it used to be so obvious what was wrong with me. Like, I didn't think I had to ever say it. Like, it was so clear that, like, I didn't need to list all my flaws because it was just all flaws.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, all these women are like, oh, you have no flaws. And she's like, no, I think I'm all flaws. Like,
But because of that, they think that she thinks she's better than them. And they're like, you're not better than us. And then she can't, like, make female relationships either. I thought it was so interesting. But I was like, especially when I was a kid, I would not talk negatively about myself out loud in my head. I was doing it. But I wouldn't do it out loud because I was like, if I do it out loud, then the rest of the world will see it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want them to see it, so I'm not going to talk about it.
It also, I've done the thing where, like, being around pretty girls, I feel like girls trust you more if you're not as pretty as them. Like, which sounds insane. But, like, it's genuinely, like, with some women, there's some women that are fantastic and lovely and not like that, especially as adults. But, like, younger women, like, you know, like, when you're in your preteens or whatever, if you're less pretty, then, like, you're less threatening. And so there's just, like, these weird, like, woman interactions sometimes.
Yeah. So all of these things, I was like, oh, I'm really excited to see
how
Anna unfolds. James's chapters, I was like, just let me get back to Anna and see how she's doing.
Yeah. Yeah, so chapter 12, James has to tell work. He was married to this lady, Eva, and he has to, like, tell them that he's divorcing. And so he's like, oh, yeah, we split up. And
he thinks he's not. He, like, hates that they're so shallow, and he's so shallow.
Yeah.
But that's so true also, too. Like, the thing you judge others for is usually the thing
that you don't like about yourself.
Yeah.
And that's kind of, like, his whole journey is him learning, like, oh, I don't like this about myself. And I liked that for him. It just, I don't know if it was enough to keep up with Anna, you know? Chapter 13, Anna goes dress shopping with her sister, Aggie.
Who's getting married. Mm-hmm. And so she's looking at bridesmaids' dresses. Or maid of honor dresses.
So chapter 14 is a James chapter. Eva comes to see James, and they have this weird cat named Luther.
Uh-huh. I didn't like the cat part, but you like cats. Who cares about this dang cat?
I didn't care about the cat, and then, like, as it went on, I was like,
the cat becomes a major character.
Yeah! I enjoyed, like, because James, like, hates this cat. Like, he's like, this cat is so stupid and pointless.
He has to keep it because Eva can't have cats right now.
Yeah, and I appreciated him, like, learning to love this stupid, pointless cat.
Yeah. Okay.
I wrote, for chapter 14, I wrote, riddled with detail, both meaningful and meaningless.
Well, I could see meaningless detail. I think they described their house in great detail.
Yes, I think that was where.
It's interesting now to think about it, because again, it's going back to the shallowness.
Yeah.
Of, like, of how James. Much he took pride in this...
In this house.
Material house.
Yeah. And it is, like...
But he said he wouldn't be able to afford it without her, like...
Yeah. So it was...
He can't afford his meaningless house.
Yeah, so it's, like, it's good writing, in a sense, to do that, but as a reader, you're just like, I don't care about your house. But yeah, he, at this point, finds this drawing of Eva, like a naked drawing of her.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're cheating on... you. Not you're cheating
like you
on
moved
me.
On or...
You've moved on pretty much immediately. And I don't know why she is being drawn naked. I feel like there's a reason, but I don't know.
Well, wasn't it that this art, the guy was an artist?
Yeah.
Didn't they meet in art class?
And I was like, why was she doing that? But I don't know.
I did not approve of Eva. I thought she was a bad person.
Yeah.
I mean, they divorce after 10 months.
Yeah.
And he has no idea what happened. He was like, nothing changed. And she just left.
Yeah.
Like, not like they've gotten to fights and things. Mm-hmm. It was just like,
I'm done.
I'm out.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so, ugh, yuck.
Yeah.
Terrible. And then he finds his picture. So in this chapter, I was like, oh, I guess I should feel a little bad for you. Like, mm-hmm. your life's kind of sucky right now.
Yeah.
And he really wants Eva back. I'm like, dude, you shouldn't want this woman back. But
I know, yeah.
Like, he's so sad about his loss of his wife. But all partially because he's lost his wife, but also a lot of it because he's, like, ashamed of...
of having...
a failed marriage.
Yeah.
Like, he...
like, he's almost more ashamed of having a failed marriage than he wants lost. Eva yeah. back.
And he wants... and, like, I mean, even with his work, when they ask him about Eva, he's like, oh, I already moved on. I'm already dating someone else, which is a lie. So now I'm like, oh, my gosh. Now he's going to, like, pretend
do
to
this
date
thing. Anna. Yep. 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 I know. It's, like, so obvious that's what he's going to do.
I also realize in this chapter that he has the same name as one of my friends' fiancé. And I was like, oh, no. Is this going to change how I... like, because just, you know, when someone has the same name as someone, mm-hmm. you know that it, like...
are yeah.
They get added
yeah.
subconsciously in.
Yeah.
And I was like, it's going to be weird now.
Yeah. Was it?
I think for a while.
And well, he was...
but then there was, like,
shallow.
70 chapters, and I was like, huh, I forgot.
Yeah. I forgot his name. Yeah, so chapter 16, we get to Anna is a historian, and so she's working on this exhibit.
Did she have a PhD?
I don't know.
This is what I was like, it's, she's so young. I'm like, girl, good for you.
She's 32?
Yeah. I mean, I know people, like, in my... I mean, mm. I'm getting a master's. Mm-hmm. The two people who are doing their PhDs... are not finished, and they're both in their 30s. Like, to be able to be done at 32, it means that you just, like...
Went straight through
and did everything in the most perfect amount of time. She would not have had other jobs.
Yeah. But at the same time, I was like, if she was not dating, if she was, like, crazy insecure, maybe yeah. she just went hard on school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, James is, like, on this... so there's... yeah, they're doing this exhibit at the museum, and James, his company's been hired to... like, do, like, an app.
So now they're just going to have to work together.
Yeah.
They're going to create an app. What was the exhibit? A lady.
It was Theodora.
Theodora.
She was, like, a...
and that's, like, what Anna's specialty is. Like, this particular woman mm-hmm. is, like, Anna's whole
thing.
Life.
Yeah.
Her whole work life.
Yeah.
So she's going to give him the details, and he's going to make the app. Well,
yeah.
he's not... is he going to make... I don't think he's going to make
no.
the app.
They're just going to, like, put it in the
he's
app.
He's going to tell the designers
yeah.
the concepts.
Yeah.
I don't know why he needs to exist in all of this. He could just go straight to the designers. But whatever.
Yeah.
We need him to be in it. Her plan is, I'm going to be so rude to him.
That he'll get kicked off the project.
Because then he'll be rude back.
Yeah.
And then I'll report him.
And then he'll get kicked off. And yeah. then she's also, like, she's doing this because she's scared. That, or, like, that he's going to realize who she is.
Yeah.
And she's really stressed about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So, chapter 19, they have this whole thing about Daniel's girlfriend, Penny.
Who cares?
Who's in a band.
And sucks.
And sucks. And it's just, like, why does this matter? This, like, the subplot goes absolutely nowhere.
Yes, that subplot.
Like.
I did not care what happened with
Daniel's girlfriend, Penny.
No, yeah. I did not. I also wrote about that she goes on another date with someone else, not
yeah.
Neil. Did
I
you write about it?
Grant.
Did you write anything? I wrote, like...
she goes on a bad date with Grant. That's all I wrote.
Okay. Okay, I wondered if you wrote why it was a bad date. Because I wrote quite a bit about it, and I was like...
oh, he was the one who talked way too much.
Okay. I thought she should have given Grant a second chance. Because I was like, why is he talking too much? Is it because you keep asking him questions? Mm-hmm. And, like, not to say that he shouldn't at some point be like, hey, mm-hmm. you answer it too, or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, if someone's nervous and the other person is firing questions at you, you're just going to answer them.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl, you're going on one date with all these men and taking something
and
being
like,
you're done.
Yeah.
And I think she should have given him a second chance. And, like, watched and been like, okay, this time be very deliberate about not asking too many questions and see if he
is genuinely the person you think he is.
Yeah.
Based on the single interaction.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chapter 21, James talks to Lawrence about Eva and the drawings. And I think Lawrence is, like, kind of... He's not shitty about it, but, like, he's like, you should get out there and be fucking other people.
I have, like, a bunch of references to, like, British stuff. Oh. Some of the examples. Oh. I'm assuming now they're British, because I was like, what are they talking about? They talk about music that the 24-year-olds listen to. And I was like, that's pretty close to us. Called Skronk. Have you ever heard of a Skronk?
No. No, I do not.
So I was like, either this book is, like, just, like, a generation, like, some kind of generation away from us that I'm like, apparently Skronk was a thing, but I missed it.
Yeah.
And then they start to talk about John Major. And I was like, who is John Major? And I looked it up. He was the prime minister between Margaret Thatcher and Tony Blair.
Yeah. See, that's, like, that's what I mean about this being, like, just riddled with Britishisms.
Oh, I also looked up Skronk.
Oh, what is Skronk?
Definition. Popular music of a kind that is experimental and deliberately discordant. It was used extensively in the 80s to 90s and has been falling since. The top artist is called Galen. And I tried to find them on Spotify, and they didn't exist. So, obviously not super popular.
And then Anna goes home and visits her family, and they talk about the wedding, like her sister's wedding.
I also didn't care too much about her sister's wedding. Mm-hmm. Her sister's wedding does become what we call it, the climax of the story.
Yeah.
So I was like, I guess that's why, but I was like, we don't need them.
Mm-hmm. It was weird that her sister was the climax of the story. And not Anna.
Yeah. And I did find, like, I was like, it is showing us things about her personality because, like, Anna wants to spend so much money and she's, like, freaking out and wants to, she wants to control how her sister's behaving and things like that. Mm-hmm. So, like, we're getting insight into the kind of person she is.
Yeah.
But I just didn't understand why we needed so much of it.
Yeah. Yeah, because Aggie is, like, trying to spend a lot of money on the wedding and Anna's concerned about it. Chapter 24...
She references Ryan Gosling and says that he's ugly. And I was like, girl, what? She says that Ryan Gosling looks like his parents were cousins.
I literally just watched him in a movie and I was like, nah, he's like a good looking guy.
Yeah.
But maybe we're biased. Maybe we're too Canadian.
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
That was my
like, that's hot.
That was my big takeaway from chapter 24.
Yeah, so in chapter 24, they see each other, and he's, like, very judgy of her or something, or he's very judgy of something, and I wrote, he better learn a lesson by the end of this. So by chapter 24, he was not behaving better. He wrote, he was like, of course she drinks herbal tea, and I was like, what the fuck is this judgment? Like, what?
It's also British. Is that a British thing? Because British people have to drink, like, the real black tea.
It must be, because I was like, who judges someone for drinking herbal tea? I say as someone who drinks herbal tea. Just offended. Yeah, so they record things for the app, and they're, like, really, like, they kind of call each other out, like, he yells at her, being, not yells at her, but he's like, I know that my job is stupid and everyone I work with is stupid, and, but, you know, I'm just trying to get this done, this project done, like, I want this to be as painless as possible, I know that you hate me or whatever, but that's fine. And then, chapter 25, she gets another email from fucking Neil. Chapter 26, I wrote, they look at museum stuff, and then I wrote, skin, ethereal moonstone glow with mascara beard. I was like, what a weird description.
That was a description of James?
Yeah.
That is weird. I wrote that he's starting to be nicer to her, and she's noting his positives. He switched from 24, apparently, because I didn't write anything about 24 other than the Ryan Gosling thing. But I wrote that she's noting that he's funny and he's attractive and he's being nicer. And I'm like, he's only being nicer because he wants to use you.
Yeah.
He wants to pretend like you're the girlfriend.
Yeah. Chapter 27, she goes to his house.
And he's pretending to put the house up for sale to get back at Eva. I'm like, you are a butt.
Yeah. And then
Luther becomes the main story point.
Yeah, Luther, walks up to the door and, meows at it, and she's like, oh, I have to let the cat out. So she lets the cat out.
It's such a dumb thing to do. Does she not know how cats work?
They're
cats are either indoor, feels like everyone knows they're either indoor cats or outdoor cats, and if you, or, a mix. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know what the cat is of someone, don't let cats outside.
I think, the cat just made it seem like it was very normal for it to go outside.
But still, if you were at my house and Sadie, went to the door and was
I'm not just going to let your dog free.
And she's a dog.
Yeah.
But even if she, went to the backyard door, because you're she must have to go outside. You'd probably be like, hey, Mariah.
Can I let your dog out? Yeah. What's going on? Yeah. So she just, lets the cat out, and the cat runs into traffic, and she saves it.
And
they
have to go rescue it. And he's, freaking out, but then she rescues it.
Yeah.
But she also notices that he is desperate for Eva.
Yeah. And then she goes shopping for a bridesmaid dress.
And her sister tells her, her sister has basically invited someone to the wedding for Anna to date, which I was not into. I think you can set people up.
Yeah.
But you can't.
A wedding date seems weird.
But also, Anna had no choice.
Yeah.
If you say, hey, I want to invite this guy to the wedding, kind of to see if you guys could hit it off.
Yeah.
And then if Anna says yes, go for it. If Anna says no, do not invite the guy to you. She was he's invited.
You're going to be with him?
Yeah. And she also tells Anna to tone down her personality. Because that's why she hasn't found a man.
Yeah.
And I was like, ew.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, rude.
You're never going to find, you're going to only find men that don't want you if you tone down you.
Yeah. Because your personality is going to show up at some point.
And then they're going to be like, ew.
Yeah.
So start with who you are. Terrible advice.
So then Anna, Aggie, Michelle, James, and Lawrence all go to a show together.
Ew. I hated all of this. They're emailing.
Yeah.
So he emails her to invite her to the show. I have extra tickets, and I don't know why he invites her.
Yeah.
As an attachment, he sent a bunch of Photoshop pictures of Luther in famous places. I was like, why would you do that? That makes you so uncool. And why would you spend all that time doing that? And then also in his email signature, I can't think it was him. He changes his email signature every time. Why? An email signature is set. He's literally going to his settings and changing the signature and emailing it again and again.
I love that you're noting this. Because I just was yeah, whatever, they're going to a show. But I literally, at this point, I wrote, if I wrote about Vancouver life with strict Vancouver references, would it be as bewildering as this is?
Probably.
Yeah. And that was where I was like, okay, maybe it's fine that the Britishisms are just there. It's not I couldn't understand what was going on.
No.
It was just they made all these references that were just soared over my head. So yeah, they go to this play that James hates, and then they go to a bar, and Eva shows up. Eva, thinks that James and Anna are a thing, and so James is like, yes, that's exciting.
What chapter are you on?
Chapter 33.
Okay. I don't know what I wrote. That doesn't make grammatical sense. See if you can piece it. I hate that they just get on board with her.
On board?
Okay, bored. They don't... they don't make her be introspective. I'm assuming they is Michelle and Aggie. They don't make her be introspective. They just talk about the bad stuff they saw in James after the night at the theater. But he was real. Well, they say that Lawrence was great, even though he sucks. And he's so fake. I think what I was getting at was that it was she came to her friends and was like, I hate James. And they're like, yeah, James is terrible. And then she was like, what do you think about Lawrence? And they're like, yeah, Lawrence is great. And I think that a friend's responsibility is to push you into why? What did James do when we were at the theater that
made him terrible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because they're just letting her kind of
direct, say, yeah, they're just being an echo chamber as opposed to challenging anything.
And I think you should always, my take on friendship is challenge each other.
Yeah.
So I was bothered. I also had a note about James and his things that he didn't, that I didn't like about him in reference to Lawrence being a butt, because Lawrence starts to like talk badly about Michelle to James. I'm like, ew, this guy is awful. And he, and I wrote that he talks about women like they aren't people. He just like talks about them like they're objects. And James does get mad at him. And I was like, okay, good, James. But I was like, what you really should do is also be like, stop. Like, stop doing that.
Yeah.
And also, stop being friends with him.
Okay, and I, for some reason, I thought that Lawrence was going to turn out to be better for some reason.
Like, and that really we were just kind of seeing James's perception of him. And
that, yeah. James's perception was James was going to realize... He was going to realize he had a really shallow view of his own friend.
But no.
But no.
It was his friend. His friend helped.
His friend was genuinely very shallow. Yeah, anyway, so chapter 34, Parker, who is James's coworker, thinks...
Who he hates, right?
Yeah.
He hates Parker more than the others.
Yeah, he hates lots of his coworkers. But he thinks that James and Anna are dating. And so then James...
And he just, like, lets that be a thing.
Yeah.
But they're all... The launch party for this app is coming out.
Yeah.
And Anna's going to be there. So James is like, okay, I'm just going to let them pretend that me and Anna are dating. And I'll just keep Anna apart from all of them. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Well, because so Parker's like, oh, you and Anna are dating. And James is like, yeah, but we were trying to keep it on the down low because we're working together. And so Parker's like, oh, okay. So then they go to this launch party. Oh, we're skipping a lot.
Yeah, because... The launch party hasn't happened yet.
Okay. Well, yeah. They, you know, whatever. Okay, we'll wait till the launch party. So he talks to Eva.
And we get to find out why Eva left him, which is that he never talked... He talked to her like she was a housewife and not a human.
Yeah.
I don't know. And she knew the moment she had to leave when a civil servant came over for dinner and James talked to her all night long.
I think, like... He talked to this person like they were interesting. And Eva was like, you don't talk to me like I'm interesting.
Yeah. Like, the particular thing that they talked about that Eva was really mad about, I wrote it. They, James and the civil servant, agree that private education shouldn't have charitable status. And Eva disagrees. Because if that were true, Eva wouldn't have a job.
Mm.
And so she's like... You know that I have a job because of this, so you should be agreeing with me on this, because it makes me look bad. She feels like he belittles her, and he sees her as a housewife, and he also belittles her friends, she says. I didn't write the example.
I think he just thinks her friends are shallow, like her, and treats them that way, and she doesn't like it.
All of this, I was like, okay, valid. Like, you're not in a good relationship. But why did you marry him? I'm, like, assuming this didn't start once he got married to you.
Yeah.
And, but then he's starting to have realizations about his marriage, and he's like, oh, Eva always wants to move forward. She never wants to stop. And he really liked that, because he's like, it's so exhilarating. But he also wanted to change it. He thought it was exhilarating, but now he's like, now we're married, now we have to settle.
Yeah.
But then once he started to force that settling on her, he was like, we don't actually have anything in common. We don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
We just got caught up in the fun of our relationship.
Yeah.
And now we're... So he's like, I think I fell in love, but I never fell into like.
Yeah, I wrote that too, that he realizes he may have been in love with someone he didn't like. Chapter 36. She talks about her coworker Patrick. And I literally wrote, I hope Patrick isn't in love with her. Spoiler, guys.
Why are we hoping that? Because it's too cliche?
Well, that, and I also was like, I like Patrick, and I just don't want him to be disappointed. Because obviously she's not going to pick him. But, I don't know, it bothered me, like, I don't know, that he just existed to be the coworker that's in love with her. And then, yeah, they go to this thing.
The launch.
Yeah. And then she plays along, like, Parker comes up to her and is all like, oh, you and James are dating. And then she's like... Yep, we are dating. And she, like, goes along with it to save James's dignity.
Yeah.
And I was like, why?
Yeah.
At this point, especially.
I just wrote because she's kind and intelligent. Like, intelligent that she figured it out.
Yeah.
And was able to, like, snap into the character, and kind. Like,
because she did it. Yeah.
But then she agrees to continue to pretend to date him because then they invite her to a bowling party.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'll go. And that I didn't understand.
Yeah, I wrote chapter 38, they go to Penny's show. And I was like, why is Penny here? Why does she matter? She doesn't.
Interesting. I did not write about that. I wrote so many different things.
About chapter 38?
Yeah. Well, I wrote... So yeah, this book is so confusing. They start to flirt with each other and enjoyed the flirting. And then as they were flirting, some man looked at them really angrily. And then I was like, what man? Who is this? And then I wrote in chapter 38, it was Patrick. And he can see that they are into each other, but he doesn't like it. Mm. I did actually write about Penny and the show. I just wrote, Dan has got low self-esteem. I wonder if this is going to be important at some point.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
So, yeah, 40, they go to the London Eye and James and Anna do some bonding.
She's terrified of heights, so he comforts her and they give them their own...
Like little ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And while they're on the... Isn't this while he updates her dating profile?
Yeah, and so they talk about relationships and stuff.
But he, like, knows all about her. And yeah. I'm like, come on, Anna.
Yeah.
Like, you've barely spent any time together, but, like, look how much he knows about you.
And then chapter 42.
They go to the bowling alley. Is it a bowling alley?
I think so.
Why do I assume it's bowling?
It was bowling. They were bowling.
Okay.
And I wrote that James respects Anna too much to want to fuck her.
Mm. He also notes how much different he feels around her, because he's like, I hated going to parties with Eva, because he felt like she was judging him and his work.
And he just feels really different with Anna.
Yeah, because like, he's like, Anna's like...
People like Anna.
Yeah, and she's engaging with all these people, and Eva would be like, I'm not going to go down to these people. Mm-hmm. These people are yuck.
Yeah.
And he just says, like, I actually want her in my life. She makes me laugh. She's interesting. We can, like, they challenge each other.
And chapter 42, I wrote, she gets mad at him for various Lawrence-related reasons. I think that she realizes that he gave Lawrence her number or something, and Lawrence, like, asks her out, and then he apologizes.
And now she's going to go on a date with Lawrence.
Mm-hmm. I think she agrees to go on the date because she's mad at James for giving Lawrence her number.
And then she tells James, and then James is like, don't do it.
Yeah. So chapter 45, she goes on this ice skating date with Lawrence.
I wrote, I hope that I was like more invested in James and Lawrence having a friend breakup than James and Anna getting together. I'm like, if they are not friends by the end of this book will be for nothing.
See, whereas I was like, Lawrence is going to get a redemption any moment now.
Well, I said you either have to support your friend and help him to do better or drop him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have both.
Yeah.
Or you can't do what you're doing. It's one or the other, and this needs to be resolved by the end of this book.
Yeah. Chapter 46, I wrote, she's mad at James for a second, then they get over it. And I don't know what they were mad about. But then she sees him naked. She goes to his house and, like, sees him getting out of the shower.
And it arouses her.
Yeah.
That's what I wrote.
Yep. 47. Oh, they go to her place.
Yeah, and they are hella flirty. That's what I wrote.
Yeah, so they go to her place because they're going to watch a thing about the lady that they did the exhibit on.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm like, he's going to find... This is it. This is the moment.
Yep.
He's going to find out.
He's going to find out that she was fat in high school. And she talks about that she thought about getting plastic surgery. Like, on her chest, I think. Like... boob job or something. But yeah, he finds the school portrait and he figures it out and she yells at him. Like, she just kind of like panic yells at him, you know? Like, she's like, you shouldn't have gone through my things or something. I don't know. She just gets really upset and he's like shocked.
Yes.
And
then he does not handle it well either.
Yeah.
He's rude and he dismisses it. He's like, I was a teenager.
Yeah. And he calls her a freak.
Because
she's freaking out. Yeah. And then he goes and, like, tells Lawrence about it. And he's like, and then Lawrence is just, like, really sleazy about it.
Because now he's like, oh, she's so insecure. I'll be able to sleep with her.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, this is great news, essentially.
And he wanted Lawrence to, like, tell him, like, you didn't do anything bad. It was all her. But Lawrence
is just like, she's fuckable now. Yeah.
So then he has to think about it for himself. And then he's like, oh.
I don't know if I like Lawrence.
Yes. Yeah. And I also, maybe I was kind of in the wrong here.
Yeah. Yeah, so then chapter 51... Aggie tells Anna to make the mock rock, like, her own story,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, not not have it be a thing that happened to her, but like a thing, like a funny thing she could laugh about, essentially. Yes,
that's what I...
And I was like, that's good advice for anyone.
I liked that advice too. I wrote that one down. Because it loses the shame if it's your story.
Yeah.
I talk about like how I was bullied. I think it's quite funny. But I can see, like, I immediately thought about how, I mean...
Yeah.
Like, even while we were being bullied, we thought it was funny. I'm, like, a really lucky person.
I know. There's, like...
Because we knew, like, we're... Like, I didn't feel like it was bullying, but if you look back, I'm like, other people would have been, like...
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Like, would have been hurt.
Yeah.
And, like... Like, we knew the popular boys in school were talking badly about us behind our backs because our friends would tell us. And then our friends were like, we can't tell you, though, because you might, like, want to kill yourself if we hear it. And we were like, no, really, we want to know. It'll be funny. And then they would tell us, and we would be like, that is funny.
Yeah. I was mostly ignored. The only, like, things where, like, I'm like, maybe that could have been considered. But there's this kid that once, like, made fun of me. For the mole on my face.
Whoa.
I know. He was like, he did the like Austin Powers like mole thing. And I was just like, I was like, that's not even like that offensive, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like there. I don't know. Like, it's pretty uncreative of you.
Yeah. Where I was telling someone recently about what the bullies did to me and my friend. And they're like, what? They couldn't believe it. What they did, one of the examples, it was in PE. And we played wheelchair basketball, which I do not know how appropriate that is today, but that's what, you know, our unit was.
Yeah.
And the boys had a secondary game of who can hit Mariah and Megan the hardest to make them fly out of their wheelchairs.
Holy shit.
So we mostly just played avoid the guys who would do that to us, because they would, like, ram into us as hard as they could.
Holy shit. Guys, that was like high school, yeah?
Yeah, high school. It was all, and like, it was all in PE that this was happening, because we were the only two girls, and we were not cool, and the cool, we were in a PE class with all the cool kids. And they just, like,
that's so funny,
went after us.
That they were like, there's two girls, destroy them.
Yes. And we eventually, I mean, we eventually were like, we didn't want to do it anymore, so we started doing, like, run. We would just ask if we could go for a run during PE, and then we started getting a bad grade, because we were like... Because we weren't participating in PE anymore. So then we told our teacher, like, we stopped participating because they are mean.
Yeah.
And then he was like, okay, I will protect you. And so then for the rest of the semester, he, like, the three of us traveled in a pod. Like, we played football. And the three of us would all ride together. So that the boys couldn't come after us.
Jesus.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
But we didn't like it, but we weren't, like...
Yeah, like, crying at home or anything. No. It was just, like, this is so weird, like...
Yeah, and then when we found out we were getting a bad grade, we're like, okay, well, grade's more important.
Yeah.
And went back to
class. It's good that there was both of you. I feel like it was just one of you, like, that would have been a really bad time.
Yeah.
But, like, since you guys were friends, you could be like, this is so weird.
Yes, but I totally, like... Thinking of that, I am not ashamed in any way. I'm like, if someone wants to talk about how they were bullied, I'll tell my story. But I think, I don't, I sometimes I'm like, oh, my story is not like...
It's too funny.
It's too funny. But I think other people would have had that happen to them and be crushed.
Yeah.
So I find it very hard because I just don't think it's crushing. But that's me.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Anna had taken like these diaries from high school home with her. Sorry, we're gonna stop talking about bullying stories, but I'm probably gonna leave that in because it's funny. Like, I'll cut like all this stuff from the book and just be like, bullying story.
I got bullied, and she made the pain my own story instead of pain. Immediately, as soon as that happened.
Yeah, in the moment, was actively doing it.
Yeah. So, yes.
They,
which is Aggie, Michelle, and her.
Yeah.
They burn her diaries.
Yeah, because they're just like, you don't have to read them. You don't have to go through that again. Like,
and they also say, and I liked it too, that she shouldn't be ashamed of her childhood. It should be them.
They should be ashamed.
They, the bullies.
Yeah, what they did. 52, James's boss, like, has heard the recording where James was like, my work is stupid, my coworkers are stupid, yes. Everything I do is stupid.
I really liked how the author, like, rejigged that in our heads, too.
Yeah.
Like, because we've read other books where all this stuff from the past really matters now, and I did not know, like, I totally forgot that happened. And then she just started explaining it, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, thank you for the reminder.
Yeah,
good job.
Thank you. I had no idea. Yeah.
And I was like, oh. And he thinks it's Anna. He's so mad at her. I'm like, it's not Anna.
It's
probably Patrick.
So yeah, Patrick sent the recording because he's like worried about Anna because Anna's been like away from work for a bit because
she had like
this traumatic, re-traumatizing experience of James finding out.
But so now James calls her and is freaking out and Anna's like, I'm going to help you. Like, this is not.
I didn't send it, but I'm going to fix it. And then she, like, confronts Patrick about it, and Patrick's like, I'm in love with you.
Yeah, I did not like this.
And she's like, I don't even consider you a person. And
you're just a you're a coworker to me. I've never seen you in that light. And he was like, but I wanted to defend your honor. And I was like, ew. Let women fight their own battles, unless they ask you for help.
Well, that's the thing. I was so annoyed that she couldn't just have a coworker friend.
Yeah.
You know, like, that he had to be in love with her, and he had to be plot relevant, but I guess
maybe that's what Danny is for.
Where does his plot relevance come?
No, like, you can't just be friends with guys. That is the Danny. That's why Danny existed.
Okay.
Because we needed Patrick to get to the end. Patrick also asks her to never date James. Like, promise me. He says, promise me you'll never date him. And I was like, ew.
Yeah.
Like, you suck now. You were totally fine until you revealed all of your true intentions.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And maybe there's something there. Like, maybe there's some, I don't know. Anna didn't recognize that because she, like, just believes people are good or whatever. But I don't know. I was disappointed they did that to Patrick. Chapter 55.
James talks to his boss. His boss thinks that him and Anna are perfect for each other. And then he gets a promotion instead of getting fired.
Yep.
And then Lawrence is now going to go for Anna, and James is upset, and I'm like, oh, Lawrence, you're so bad.
Yeah, but then, chapter 56, Aggie and her fiancé Chris have split because Chris realized, like, Aggie was way overspending on the wedding.
And, like, hiding it.
Yeah. And so then Aggie, like, goes out with Lawrence.
Because she's mad that the wedding is canceled.
So she's, like, going to go get drunk or whatever.
And Lawrence takes her.
Yeah. And so then Anna has to call James and be like, help.
Help find him because, like,
you're the only one who knows where he
would go.
Yeah. And so this is, like, the climax of the story. Like, him rescuing Aggie from fucking Lawrence.
Yeah. Which he does.
Yeah.
And he realizes Lawrence sucks, that he's judgmental, critical, mocking, disdaining.
Yeah. Yeah, so James and Lawrence, like, have a fight here. And Aggie's drunk. And so James, like, takes her home. And delivers her to Anna. And Anna's all like, wow, you did it. Thank you. And then he also finds out that Anna never slept with Lawrence.
Yeah. Because
he thought that Anna had.
Because probably it was something Lawrence said.
Yeah. Chapter 60, I wrote, Anna hangs out with Michelle and Daniel. They're invited to Aggie's wedding. Michelle gives Daniel a raise and wants him to break up with Penny. And I'm like, why did that matter?
Said, it just feels so unnecessary.
Yeah.
But their wedding is in Italy. And I was like, ah, this is why they're, like, obviously, James and Anna's story is going to end by James showing up at the wedding in Italy to woo her.
Yeah, clearly.
Because where else could this story end but Italy?
Yeah. And
so,
that's...
yeah, Aggie and her husband are, or almost husband are back on.
Yeah, because James, like, convinced Aggie to, like, go for, like, a cheaper wedding in Italy, which I sounds like not a cheaper wedding, but it is. Like...
It's a cheaper wedding because you only have to pay for you and him to get there. And,
like,
they're doing it very, like, low key, but it's in Italy, so it's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, so chapter 61, he comes to school to meet her somewhere on campus, and he apologizes to her, and they talk about the bullying. And at this point, you know, this is him, like, groveling and being like, I want to have you in my life. Like,
and she's like, I just can't get over this.
Yeah. And so she talks about, like, how bad the bullying was and that she, like,
tried to kill herself.
And yeah. And he, like, wants to make it up to her. And she just says no. Like, she's like, you can't, you know? And she, like, talks about that Like, she's like, it technically wasn't you, you know? Like, he was the one who convinced her to go on stage for this one thing, but she was bullied all through high school, like, by everyone at school. Like, everyone did the work, and he was just, like, the cherry on top. Because I wrote, like, my favorite line in the book.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't think I wrote a favorite line. Or a worst line.
Yeah. My favorite line was, she was like, all you needed to do was nothing to me, but you didn't even let me have that. And I was thinking about that just in terms of bullying in general. It's like, all you had to do was nothing, and you could not be, like, actively hurting a person.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, he doesn't deserve, I don't know, like, you deserve better than him. He has come a long way. He had his friend break up with Lawrence. Like, he's becoming much less shallow of a person. But, yeah, like, he doesn't deserve you at your prettiest, you know? Like, he deserves you, I don't know. He deserves someone uglier. Like, that is, I don't know.
Or he needs to grow more.
Yeah.
But they decide they're going to be friends.
Yeah.
And I was like, you're not being friends. Like...
Yeah.
Like, the way he's like, we're going to be friends now. And then he, like, touches her cheek and, like, checks out her collarbone. I'm like, guy, this is not.
He also, like.
Friend things that you do.
Yeah. He also talks about, when he's talking about the bullying thing, he mentions that, like, the reason he went through with, like, getting her on stage and asking her to do the opera thing is because Lawrence was, like, teasing him because he said he didn't think she was that ugly. Lawrence was like,
he had kind of somewhat defended her.
Yeah.
And then
Lawrence was like, oh, you like her then?
Yes. And so now he was like, now I have to make sure that they're not going to bully me.
Yeah. I this whole time I was like, I don't know. I really don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if I'm for it or against it.
Also, I wrote here that he has a beard. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I just found it out now. I did not envision him with a beard. I envisioned him clean shaven.
I just imagine, like, a stubbly kind of.
Well, yeah, that's what I would, but I still think that I didn't envision him with that.
Yeah, so chapter 63, I was kind of upset because I feel like he got redemption and he gets to, like, live a more authentic life now. Like, he gets to live this life where he, like, doesn't feel shallow and it feels more real. And he hasn't given anything like that to her, you know? Like, she's found it for herself, and it's not, I don't know,
if she hadn't come into his life, he wouldn't have found his growth. Like, she grew on her own, and she caused his growth.
Yeah.
What has he done for her?
Yeah. He's just been there.
Yeah.
As, like, a catalyst, but not as, like, and then she decides that she wants him, and I'm like.
But she doesn't want to date him, she just wants to sleep with him.
Yeah.
But, oh, no, never mind. She wants to sleep with him, and she wants to give him his heart. Sorry, I didn't miss that part. So she's, like, she's all in on James. But then she tries to tell him, and then he's like, I'm back with Eva.
Yeah, because she's, they're at Aggie's bachelorette party. Which
And Aggie invited him to it.
Yeah, because they're, like, James and Aggie are BFFs now. Yeah, so then she, like, kind of, like, implies, like, do you want to sleep together? And he's like, you're like a sister to me.
Which is a lie.
Yeah. And then he says he's with Eva. And he just leaves. And then he's like, I'm sorry. And she's like, it's fine. Whatever. We're just friends. And he then hangs out with Eva and misses Anna and is like, what am I doing? And then I wrote his apology helped her stop blaming herself for the bullying. Like, he kind of takes on some of the blame in that, like, she thinks it was her fault that she was bullied.
Oh, okay.
So by him apologizing and being like, I'm the one who should feel bad, not you, that does help her in a sense. So then I was like, okay, maybe, but I still feel weird.
What chapter are you on?
Chapter 67.
Wow. He apologized in chapter 67?
I think I realized that that was what his apology did for her.
Oh, okay.
Like, she was thinking about it. Because then she tells James in an email that she loves him.
On the way to Italy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So now they're going to Italy.
And then, Kate, 67, I was like, the punchline of the whole fucking Neil bullshit was she gets, like, an email back immediately. And you're like, oh, it's James. And you're, like, excited with her. And then you realize it's fucking Neil again. And, like, that's the joke. That's, like, the whole point of Neil. And I was like, wow. that wasn't worth it. Like, yeah, so the wedding happens in 68.
And I wrote that I shed a single tear because it was a wedding. And I was like, but just one. Because they always get me, but I was like, just a single one. And she also realizes how much she needs her sister. And I was like, aw, I guess this is why Aggie was here.
Yeah, for cute sister bonding. Yeah, and then James comes to Italy, declares his love, he kisses her.
I was like, I want to know the logistics of this, because I was like, how long had he planned on coming? Did he get her message? Like, and then decided to come? Or was he always going to come? And I was like, I really want to know the logistics to all of this. And I was like, I probably never will. But then it explains it all in his chapter immediately after. I'm like, thank you, author.
Okay.
Would you like to know the full story? Because I wrote, never mind! We are getting the full story, chapter 70.
I guess you were interested. Go ahead.
So, he realizes he loves Anna when Eva is at home and wants to sleep with him. And he realizes how much he doesn't want to do that because he wants to do that with Anna. Then he gets the message from Anna and he comes to Italy right away to return the kind gesture. But then I still said, how in that time did he and Eva discuss she'd keep the house and he'd keep the cat?
Yeah. Yeah.
What I wrote. They like plan out their divorce.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you have time to plan out your divorce while like packing a bag to fly to Italy in this short amount of time?
I guess so. And then...
And also, so he talks about Eva, like, questions, like, did you sleep with that woman? And he was like, no. And that was really painful to Eva. And I thought that was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting in, because what I've, you know, the standard in society is that men are more...
upset, yeah.
About like... physical cheating. Mm-hmm. And women are more upset about emotional cheating. And she's like, that's what you did with this woman. You created an emotional relationship, and if you had just slept with her,
this could have been, yeah, it wouldn't have hurt as bad. But yeah, so then he goes to Italy, and they are in love, and she introduces him to her parents. And then chapter 71, which is the last chapter,
yeah,
they go on a date, like a proper date.
Yeah.
And he gives her a note on a napkin that says, because she, at the beginning, when she was on a date with Neil, she was like, I like to imagine, like, the story of our first date that I'm going to tell at our wedding.
Yeah.
And so then she's, like, on this date with James and is, like, tells him that, essentially. And he's, like, writes on a napkin, I would marry the heck out of you, so that she has it. And then she, like, puts it away and she's, like, this will make for a good story. And it's over.
And my final thought as I closed the book was, I'm such a sucker. Because even though I wasn't super interested, I still had tears well up in my eyes because they had their happy ending. I also wrote, Daniel's so useless. I wrote other, and I had an other category. And all that was in it was, why did he exist? I didn't care about him. He did break up with her.
He broke up with Penny.
By the way.
In case you were curious.
But I said, who cares? What did it teach us? Anything?
Nothing. Yeah, he was so pointless. It was so strange. Like, he was so unnecessary.
Yes.
I don't know. So yeah, James Fraser. I feel like in the Jonah zone.
I agree.
Higher than Anthony? Bridgerton?
Who would you rather marry?
Probably James. He sounded hotter.
Hmm.
And I liked that he grew... like, I liked that he was a more authentic person. I don't know, like, I didn't like James at the beginning, but I did like him by the end.
Yeah. And Anthony, you didn't like throughout?
I just was very neutral about him. Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't like, wow, Anthony.
I guess I could see. Yeah. It's so hard for me to remember his good, because it was so long ago, but I could believe that I know he grew. And he made me tear up.
Yeah, that's true. Do you want him higher than Jonah?
No, I like Jonah better. He was the mountain man.
Yeah. All right. Above Antony?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he is falling in at number 7, James Fraser.
Check us out. Follow us on Instagram. Check out our website, womenwritingmen.com. or CA, I don't remember.
No, I think it's .com.
And
or Instagram. Did you say that already?
I did.
This is a good one.
Yeah. Or if you would like, you could support us on Patreon. There's some cool things on there too. Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.